I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Could you publicly forgive people who destroyed your home and all your possessions? Well, that's what Nigerian Christians are doing, but they're also going one step further. They're rejoicing and celebrating. See, they're telling the International Mission Board that they've only lost stuff, not people, and they have faith that God intends to use all this evil for good. IMB is asking for your prayer that these Christians will stay encouraged in spite of any other persecution they may be facing. Next, launching a new website might not really sound like a big deal to you, but it is for Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Doug Hutchcraft says they're trying to save Native American young people like Michelle.
She posted this on her Facebook page. She said, "I'm going to draw a picture with a twist. I'll draw it with my razor blade. I'll draw it on my wrist." Soon after that, Michelle ended her own life.
Made entirely of Native American youth, RHM's On Eagle's Wings team visits North American reservations every summer for peer-to-peer evangelism. Pray for the team as they put their ministry online. We'll connect you through our website. And what would you do to free someone from human trafficking? A team of 20 just finished climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania last week to raise support for Operation Mobilization's anti-human trafficking projects. OM's Tina Yeager says this year's Corporate Freedom Climb was more than just a fundraiser. This corporate team is halfway towards raising their goal of $1 million for OM's 55 anti-human trafficking projects. Could you help them cross the finish line? Details will be at missionnews.org.
Don't turn your head. Please do something. So many of these issues are happening because people are turning their faces. We want people to know and understand.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date Mission News every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.